Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to the latest edition of the TalkSport Daily podcast. And we kick things off with Tottenham and Harry Kane's ongoing transfer summer saga. Former Manchester City winger Trevor Sinclair thinks that Pep Guardiola has to sign Kane in this transfer window or he'll risk losing the title to Chelsea. And with football being football, obviously Tottenham opened their Premier League account at the weekend against Manchester City. Their manager Nuno Espirito Santo expects Kane to be available for that fixture and Kane is set to hold crunch talks with his boss this week. Former Tottenham midfielder Danny Murphy admits he's a bit puzzled why that conversation didn't happen ages ago.
Normally what happens when a manager comes into a big club, what they'll do is they'll get on the phone to the main players within a couple of days and have a conversation about your intention. Normally you don't need to have one, the players are settled. The manager will come in and he'll speak to the senior players out of respect, getting some information, trying to find out how everything is, how the players are, doing your background to put yourself in the best position to do your job. Why has he not spoken to Harry Kane till now? I just can't get it. Because even if Harry does want to leave, and even if he doesn't want to be there and he wants to move on, he can have an honest conversation with the manager. And really, if you're cute and clever about it, as a player, if you've got the manager on board with you to a degree, although he's employed by Tottenham and Daniel, you know, he is going to be partly on your going, do you know what, let's just get it done. Then I can get some players in and work with the new ones.
I will speak with Harry probably as soon as possible because he's already at the lodge and social distance hopefully I will speak with Harry.
The idea that Harry Kane didn't come back and it wasn't a breach of some form of obligation, I think is silly because he's created a media storm by the very nature of not coming back with the rest of the squad. He knows that he's got to isolate. So even if he was given dispensation to come back slightly later, he knows there's an isolation factor in there, as we all do when we go away and have to come back. And I personally think that if I'm Tottenham, I'd want to sell Harry Kane now. I think at 28 years of age, if I can get the right kind of dough, and you read in the papers that Manchester City are prepared to pay 130 million quid with the greatest respect in the world to Harry Kane and what he has and hasn't achieved at Tottenham Hotspur. If Man City are prepared to pay 130 million quid for him, send him round in a cab.
I know Harry as a boy and you know, when these rumours are coming out about Harry not turning up for training, there's certain players you look at in your career and you can say, right, yeah, I would see that. I could see him not turning up for training. Harry's just not that player. Everything that's happened at Tottenham and the reason why he's not at the training ground is because it was prior arranged.
Leicester 1, Manchester City 0. Kelechi Iheanacho from the spot.
When you look at City's problems that they've potentially got, players coming back from the Euros, it usually takes a few months to get back into the swing of things when you've gone that deep into a tournament. I think you look at Kevin De Bruyne, there's problems with his ankle ligaments.
Yeah.
Foden's got a boot on. So they are looking really stretched at the moment. If they don't get Kane in, I feel like they could have a real struggle to get the season off to a good start.
Well, one transfer that has been resolved, of course, is Jack Grealish. He's left his boyhood club, Aston Villa, and he was officially unveiled by Manchester City after completing the £100 million signing. We'll hear from Grealish himself, as well as his former manager, Tim Sherwood. But here's a typically forthright Simon Jordan, disgusted by the amount of money that's changed hands.
I'm not in the Jack Grealish is the saviour of English football camp. You know, I think he's a very good player. I think it's an obscenity he's gone for 100 million quid. I think the world's gone mad. It wasn't 6 months ago that guy was standing on the side of the road with someone else's slipper. So I look at it and say he's a very good player. He's a very gifted player. He's a £100 million footballer. Never £100 million footballer. He's only a £100 million footballer because Man City or clubs like Man City would pay £100 million for him.
I take that, you know, as a compliment. I actually like it. I think it's a good tag to have. When you see a football club paying that sort of money, you know, for a player, it means, you know, they trust you and value highly, and and see so much, you know, potential there to work with. So yeah, you know, I just see it as a good thing, and I just hope now that I can repay this whole football club by winning as many titles as possible, winning, you know, that trophy that we all want.
He goes to Man City with the best coach the Premier League has ever seen. And I think Pep Guardiola will improve him like he improves every single player who he has his eyes on.
And Jack Grealish finally has a goal for Aston Villa here this season. Deployed in a different role tonight, and that's what he can do.
Pep's ruthless. Now, I think he'll give Jack a bit of time because they've paid £100 million for him, but he has got to engage. When you're the big fish in a little pond, you're captain of the club you love, the fans adore you, the other players look towards you, they're all giving you the ball. Where's Jack? Where's Jack? Where's Jack?
Yeah.
At City, that's not going to be the case. He's one of many superb players.
It was difficult. Everyone's seen the way Messi was yesterday or the day before at his final press conference. And that is the exact way I felt myself, actually, before I left at the hotel. You know, I spoke to the team and the staff and the players. And, yeah, you know, I teared up a little bit myself.
And staying on the topic of crying, this is Simon Jordan's reaction to Lionel Messi leaving Barcelona and his emotional farewell at the Nou Camp at the weekend.
I thought it was a pretty snappy press conference.
Snappy?
Particularly because of the crocodile tears. Messi could have signed a contract last year if he wanted to. Nothing's changed at Barcelona. If anything, it's got worse. I know he wanted to have his little power battle with the incumbent president, but to Messi to be sat on television crying like this about the challenges that face him going off to his next bag of humongous money, right, is for me beyond the pale, because if he was so keen to have stayed at Barcelona, he could have done a deal last year, signed a new contract last year, but he didn't want to. He wanted to play hide and seek with himself. He wanted to play power games with Barcelona. He wanted to do what he wants to do. Now, Barcelona can fix this and probably will fix it. There was a love affair between Barcelona and Lionel Messi, and at the centre of that love affair is Barcelona have paid him more money than anybody else would have ever paid him. He may well love being in Catalonia. He may well have been there since he's 13 years of age. But what's helped that has also been the inordinate, extreme, obscene amounts of money they've been prepared to pay him. So when I sit there and watch this situation yesterday, I don't feel any empathy for him. I don't sit there and go, oh, it's terrible for you to be travelling off to PSG, to the next circus where you can get paid an inordinate amount of money. But by the same token, you are in part responsible for the reasons why this situation has manifested itself. Barcelona knew the challenges that they had. Messi, if he's got any brains about him and the advisors around him, would have known the challenges that they had.
On to Drive now, and here's Adrian Durham with a slightly left-field suggestion for Messi's next destination. But first, Andy Townsend questioning whether the Argentine should have done a bit more to stay at the Nou Camp.
He's got every reason, I think, to be emotional. I do genuinely feel he's got reason to be emotional. My question is, I've read quite a lot over the last 48 hours about the idea of him staying there and doing it for nothing. Now, at first, I would think, no chance, and why should he? After what he's given that club, he's got to stay there. But if there's one player from certainly the last 20-odd years, there's one guy that could actually, A, afford to do it, B, have the want to do it because of his association with the club that he's leaving. He's been there, 20-plus years. There's one guy that could do that. It is actually Lionel Messi.
My little dream that I have is that Lionel Messi just holds off. And what he said at the press conference might be right. He says he's not even close and doesn't know where he's going. What if Bielsa were to step in and just make, not necessarily a financial offer, but a lifestyle offer, a football offer that really would work for Messi? I mean, call me an idiot, if you like. Many people have done in the past. But honestly, Messi in a Leeds shirt under Bielsa, how good does that sound?
Inter Milan's Romelu Lukaku has completed his Chelsea medical ahead of his €115 million return to Stamford Bridge. Andy Townsend thinks the striker will score 20 league goals a season, but it's back to Adrian Durham now on why the Blues could win the title with the Belgian up front.
Romelu Lukaku from the penalty spot, the man that breaks the deadlock, his 30th goal in his last 26 internationals.
Chelsea definitely become title contenders with Lukaku. Without him, I don't think they've got a chance of winning the title at all. Okay, but with him, I think they're right in the mix. And if you think about it, Havertz, who got the winner in the Champions League final, Werner, whose movement is off the scale. If you got Mount playing, all right, 3-4-3, but Mount advanced, so it's like a 3-3-1-3, if you like. So Mount just behind Lukaku with Havertz one side, Werner coming in off the other side.
They've got an immense squad there, and now they've got the guy that they feel can get them 20. If he gets them 20 league goals, he's done his bit. Absolutely, he's done his bit this season. I think he's more than capable of doing that. He looks a completely different proposition to me, Romelu Lukaku. I do genuinely feel now he's in the prime years of his career.
Title winners.
And I think they're right up there, shoulder to shoulder for me, with City and Liverpool now, Chelsea.
Here's Lukaku inside the area, and he scores!
I think he's matured into a player that can handle the responsibility of being the main man, the main forward at Chelsea. If you look at his last two seasons, 23 goals in Serie A, then 24. Even at Manchester United, when he was taking a lot of stick, because I said about his first touch and hold-up play wasn't good, it was an average Man United team. His career, he averages like 1 in 2. And if you look at the chances last season that Werner was missing, that Tammy Abrahams was missing, again, Lukaku, if he stays fit, can you imagine him being the focal point?
And while that deal looks closer and closer to being completed for Romelu Lukaku to come into Chelsea, it looks like Tammy Abraham will be leaving. Late last night, Roma agreed a £34 million deal, according to reports in Italy. Now, Arsenal are interested in signing Leicester's James Maddison, so would that be a step up or a step down if he left the FA Cup holders and moved to the Emirates? Well, here's Simon Jordan and Danny Murphy to tell us more.
If you base it on the last couple of years and where Arsenal and Leicester have finished, yeah, you can make that argument to a degree. But when you're looking at size of a club, potential, fan base, you know, if you play for Arsenal, you'd be recognised a lot more places than you would if you played for Leicester. That's not, so it doesn't mean you base your decision on that. But if you're saying, is it a step backwards? No, if you're going from Leicester to Arsenal, it's not a step backwards. You could argue at the moment it's a similar type club in terms of what they're trying to achieve. But Arsenal have got more potential and have got a bigger following.
I think probably the most neutral statement is it's a sideways move. I would say that James Maddison is better served playing in a better Leicester team than he is in an aspiring, rebuilding Arsenal side.
Well, that is nearly it, but first let me remind you, tonight from 7pm on TalkSport, it's kick-off with Adrian Durham and Trevor Sinclair. They're live at Pride Park, trying to avoid accidentally signing for Derby as they desperately search for players, but they will be bringing you all the goals from the night's action in the Champions League and the Carabao Cup first round. And there's also live commentary of one of those Carabao Cup ties over on TalkSport 2 from 7.45, it's Millwall versus Portsmouth. Thank you very much for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, there will be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, as I always say, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.